Welcome to Bible Insights, the podcast where ancient wisdom meets modern life. The Old Testament of the King James Version of the Bible. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. This passage from Genesis 33 describes a significant moment in the story of Jacob and Esau, two brothers who had been estranged for many years due to Jacob's deceit. Years before this encounter, Jacob had tricked his father Isaac into giving him the blessing meant for Esau, his older brother, causing a rift between them. As Jacob returns to his homeland, he fears Esau's revenge for his past actions. He prepares for the worst by dividing his family and possessions into groups, perhaps hoping to save part of them in case of an attack. Upon seeing Esau and his 400 men, Jacob takes a position of humility, bowing 7 times as he approaches his brother. The reunion, however, is unexpectedly warm and emotional. Esau runs to meet Jacob, embraces him, and both brothers weep, signaling reconciliation. Jacob introduces his family to Esau, and in a gesture of goodwill and perhaps seeking forgiveness, he offers Esau gifts, which Esau initially refuses but eventually accepts at Jacob's insistence. This act underscores Jacob's respect and gratitude towards Esau, acknowledging the peace between them as a divine gift. The narrative then shifts to logistics, with Esau suggesting they travel together. However, Jacob, considering the needs of his young children and livestock, opts for a slower pace, promising to meet Esau in Seir. Esau offers to leave some of his men with Jacob for protection, but Jacob declines, emphasizing his desire to find favor in Esau's sight rather than rely on physical protection. Eventually, Esau heads back to Seir, while Jacob travels to Sukkoth, where he builds a house and shelters for his cattle, marking the establishment of his settlement. Jacob then moves to Shalem, a city within Shechem, in the land of Canaan, where he buys a piece of land and sets up an altar to God, naming it Elohi Israel, which means God, the God of Israel, signifying Jacob's identity transformation and acknowledgement of God's guidance and blessings. Now, let's relate this message to a modern-day context. An analogy to this story could be two siblings or friends who had a falling out due to a misunderstanding or wrongdoing. After years of separation and life experiences, they come back together, approaching the situation with apprehension and hopes for reconciliation. The warm and unexpected acceptance by the one who was wronged can lead to an emotional reunion, where past grievances are put aside in favor of rebuilding the relationship. Just like Jacob's journey and his actions towards Esau signify humility, forgiveness, and the desire for peace, in contemporary times, such gestures could involve reaching out, expressing sincere apologies, and showing tangible acts of kindness or making amends, emphasizing the transformative power of forgiveness and the reestablishing of bonds. Following our journey through the depths of this analogy, we move to explore the scripture directly, aiming to capture the essence of its profound message. And Jacob lifted up his eyes, and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto the 2 handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them, and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and said, "Who are those with thee?" And he said, "The children which God hath graciously given thy servant." Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also, with her children, came near, and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, What meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before thee. And he said unto him, My Lord knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Let my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me and the children be able to endure, until I come unto my Lord unto Seir. And Esau said, Let me now leave with thee some of the folk that are with me. And he said, What needeth it? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord. So Esau returned that day on his way unto Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth, and built him an house, and made booths for his cattle. Therefore the name of the place is called Succoth. And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan-Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El Elohi Israel. Closing our chapter today, but the story continues. Until next time, this is Bible Insights, where ancient wisdom meets modern life.